Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
A guy came to the front door the other day and wanted to know if I needed grub control. My immediate reaction was, "You bet. I've been trying to get grub under control for years. Look at this gut." I patted my belly. He smiled ever so slightly, but I could tell he was not amused. Then he handed me his business card. Turns out the grub he was talking about is an ugly little bug that lives in my front yard and has a voracious appetite. In other words, the grub in my yard evidently enjoys the grub in my yard. It loves to eat grass, and this makes me very unhappy. The last thing I want is for my neighbors to walk by and mutter to themselves, "Oh, look, Walton's got a grub problem." So I signed up for a lawn treatment that promises to eliminate the little creep. But the experience reminded me that all God's children gotta eat. Not only the ugly little grub, but, well, me. And so I do, to excess, it turns out. I've added some weight the last few years, and while I can attribute some of it to the pandemic and the forced idleness that came with it, the fact is I have only myself to blame. One of the joys of retirement is the freedom to come and go where I want and when I want. My schedule is no longer dictated by full-time employment. As a result, I've been coming and going to a lot of restaurants. This habit of dining out not only fills my time, it fills my stomach, and alas, it fills out my waistline. I can point out that eating out, when carefully planned and executed, is not a lot more expensive than eating in. A trip to the grocery store is more expensive than ever. I buy pretty much the same grocery items I've always bought, but my debit card is definitely feeling the strain. What about diets, you ask? A reasonable question, and believe me, I've tried. Maybe if I just took the diet books I own and lifted them over my head, over and over, say 100 repetitions, I could lose a pound or two. But I know what would happen. I'd just head down the street for a self-congratulatory Happy Meal at McDonald's and give it right back. I also gave fasting a shot. I even bought a book called Intermittent Fasting for Dummies. I figured professional help couldn't hurt. I was particularly intrigued by the intermittent part. I can do this, I told myself, especially if I only have to do it intermittently. I should have known better. I feel pretty proud of myself, or at least I did on day one, when I skipped breakfast and lunch. Unfortunately, my enthusiasm for the whole idea evaporated over the course of the afternoon. I blew it at dinner, loading up with enough calories and carbs to satisfy the entire 7th Infantry Division for several hours, when I should have just taken a long walk. Chapter 7 in the book is entitled Determining Whether Intermittent Fasting is Right for You. I should have read Chapter 7 first. It advises that senior citizens with fluctuating blood sugar levels because of fasting also risk instability and falls. Other potential side effects are dizziness, nausea, and insomnia. Chew on that for a while. I think I'll pass. You know what? I'm hungry. What's for dinner?
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at WGTE.org/life.